Magandang gabi ho muli sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Pastor Alvin, naglilingkod bilang pastor ng iglesyang ito at maraming salamat po sa muling pagdalo nyo sa ating congregation as we corporately worship the Lord together bilang mga kapatid sa Panginoon. Kung ikaw ay first time dito, welcome po. We're glad that you're able to join us. Meron po tayong mga libreng Bible po para sa inyo. Kung nais nyo po ito sa translation ng Tagalog o Ingles, maring po kayong pumili. At samantalahin po ninyo ang mga resources na ito na makakatulong sa inyong kaluluwa. Ma'am, konting paalala po sa mga members po ng Crossroads, meron po tayong members meeting ngayong gabi. At ito po ay extension ng ating anniversary ng kalahating dekada or 5 years. So, medyo special po itong family gathering na ito kasi imbitado po ang mga family members ng members. So, it is an opportunity for you to witness how this church have yung family time together. So, at the same time, celebrate with us kung makita kung paano po kumikilos ang Panginoon at katapatan ng Panginoon sa kanyang mga lingkod. For the past 7 weeks, we have been studying ang isa sa mga pastoral epistles or letters ni Paul sa isang young and faithful pastor. Ang pangalan ay si Timothy. Sinulat ito para sa kanya, pero sinulat din ito indirectly para sa kanyang congregation. A church of about 30 hanggang 70 na members kung saan congregated by Jewish at saka Christian, Jewish and Gentile Christians, na kung saan humaharap ng kahirapan. They are going through persecution, they are marginalized sa kanilang society, at kasalukuyang inaatake po ng mga false teachers sa loob ng kanilang iglesia. Paul ay isang Batikan na apostle, pastor, evangelist, at saka church planter. He wrote this letter upang magbigay ng instructions kay Timothy at saka sa church ng Ephesus at saka sa atin ngayong gabi kung ano dapat ang mga priorities ng isang healthy na iglesia or healthy church. Kaya ang 1 Timothy provides us a blueprint or a picture of what a healthy local congregation should look like. A church that teaches the right gospel. A church where God-fearing elders and faithful deacons labor to serve the saints. And a church that combats false teaching with sound doctrine. A couple of weeks ago, tinignan po natin ang chapter 4, verses 1 hanggang 5. At nakita po natin na Paul gave a warning kay Timothy na kahit gaano ka-healthy ang isang iglesia, mayroon mga false teachers at saka false doctrines na kung saan maituturo at makukumbinsi ang ibang mga members na sumunod at maniwala dito. Kaya kailangan silang maging vigilant, mapagbantay sa kanilang mga tinuturo. Sa passage natin ngayong gabi, Paul focuses his attention kay Timothy as a gospel minister. At kadalasan ang kanyang mga sasabihin ay directly sa kanyang ministry, sa kanyang character, at mga bagay na kailangan niyang bantayan bilang isang manlilingkod sa Panginoon. Na hindi po ibig sabihin nito na ang passage na ito ay directed lamang sa mga pastors or mga Bible teachers or sa mga tao na kung saan masasabing gospel ministers. Ito po ay salita ng Diyos at naniniwala po tayo na ang salita ng Diyos ay para sa lahat. And naniniwala po tayo na tayo may mga matututunan na prinsipyo na kung saan makapakain ang ating kaluluwa sa salita ng Diyos at mabigyan ng kapapurihan ng Panginoon. Lahat tayo ay called to be faithful gospel servants at ang binabasa at inaaral natin ay galing po sa inerrant and inspired Word of God. So meron po tayong matututunan at meron po tayong makakain ngayong gabi. So, applicable sa ating lahat. So, ang point natin ngayong gabi is this. A gospel servant strives after godliness, hopes in God, and serves as an example to other believers. A gospel servant strives after godliness, hopes in God, and serves as an example to other believers. Yung main point natin will be broken down into 3 points. Strive after godliness, verses 6 hanggang 8. Set our hope in the living God, verses 9 to 10. And number 3, serve as a model to other believers. Number 1, strive after godliness. Verse 6, if you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus. Ang pagbanggit ni Paul ng if you put these things, o sa CSB, if you point out these things, this refers yung first 5 verses na kung sa inaral natin a couple of weeks ago, which is verses 1 hanggang 5. Kasi pinapaalala ni Paul kay Timothy na isa sa tunay na marka ng faithful gospel minister ay hindi lamang tinuturo ang tamang doktrina sa salita ng Diyos, kundi tinuturo din niya ang mga doktrina na taliwas sa salita ng Diyos. A faithful gospel minister teaches his congregation the difference between good and bad theology. Dapat malaman at maituro po ito. He is quick to point out what is bad teaching. So, isa din itong paalaala po sa atin ngayong gabi bilang mga members ng Crossroads o bilang mga mananampalataya ng Panginoon. Kapag nakikinig ng mga sermons, ika nga ni Tabiti Anyobili, dapat tayo ay expositional listeners. And I quote, expositional listening is listening for meaning of a passage of Scripture and accepting the meaning of as the main idea to be grasped for personal and corporate lives as Christians. Kailangan maging makinig tayo mabuti kung ang tinuturo ba ng mga ngaral ay tunay na galing sa salita ng Diyos. Alam ko madalas po na naka-on yung ating expositional listener every time po na nanonood tayo or napapakinggan natin yung mga preachers sa social media. Kaya mabilis din tayo magbigay ng ating komento. At okay lang po yun kung if yung comments po natin will serve many people well. However, dapat mas maging expositional listener tayo sa iglesia na ito. Sa church na ito. Dapat natin bantayan mabuti ang mga tinuturo ng mga mangangaral sa pulpito na ito at kung nagtuturo ba ito ng mga maling katuruan o doktrina. Hindi tayo dapat manahimik. Kailangan nyo rin bantayan ang aking mga sinasabi. That's why kailangan po nakabukas ang ating Biblia. That's why pin-rent out po natin ang sermon passage dyan po sa ating bulletin. Bilang mga members ng Crossroads, may responsibilidad po tayong pangalagaan ang gospel purity and faithfulness ng preaching ng iglesyang ito. Let's be good expositional listeners. Also, karamihan sa atin dito, after ilang years ay malilipat po sa ibang bansa o madidestino sa ibang lugar. O kaya naman ay uuwi na po sa ating lupang hinirang. Kaya napaka-importante po na kung saan sa lilipatan nating lugar that we would find and be part of a faithful Bible teaching and gospel-centered na iglesia o church. Na ang preacher is someone who not only says what the Bible teaches, but also says what the Bible teaches against. Kaya ngayon pa lang po, napakahalaga na po na kailangan maging masino po tayo. Huwag naman tayo maging overcritical dahil mga mangangaral po ay hindi perpekto. And dapat po ay kailangan nakabukas po ating Biblia. Kaya po inaaral natin ang passage sa ating mga Bible study group or community group before po ng Friday para mas nakababad po tayo sa salita ng Diyos at a-attend tayo ng service na ready makinig. At para mag-grow tayo sa discernment na sa area na ito, we should nourish our souls with sound doctrine. At yun po yung sinabi niya sa verse 6. Being trained in the words of the faith and of the doctrine that you have followed. Ang tapat na gospel minister nourish himself with sound biblical teaching at theology in order to protect his congregation from poisonous doctrine. Kung hindi ho tama ang doctrine, ay nakakalason po yan. Kahit gapatak lang po ng lason yan, nakakalason yan. Kung bibigyan ko po kayo ng isang basong tubig na galing sa isang distilled na water, iinumin niyo po yan marahil kung kayo inauhaw. Pero kung papatakan ko lang po siya ng kaunting lason, iinumin niyo po ba ito? Marahil po, hindi. Kasi kahit gapatak lang ng lason na yan sa tubig na yan, ay nakakamatay. Pwede mag-deteriorate ang ating kalusugan. Ganon din po, kailangan ingatan. Kailangan po bantayan ng mga ngaral na salita ng Diyos ang doktrina ng Iglesia. Kahit gapatak lang po ng wrong teaching can cause a deterioration ng spiritual health ng isang iglesia. Ito rin po itong reminder sa ating mga pastors at teachers of God's Word na kailangan po payamanin. Okay? Payamanin natin ang ating kaalaman at pakainin ang ating mga kaluluwa sa tamang doktrina. At sa gayon, we are able to nourish others with the richness of God's Word and become quick to identify and oppose poisonous doctrine. Hindi lang po pastors, hindi lang po mga teachers of the Bible, kasama po yung mga Bible study leaders, mga parents na nagtuturo po sa kanilang mga anak. We should be nourishing, saturating ourselves with God's Word. Totoo din po to sa mga members. Dapat po tayo mag-grow sa ating pag-uunawa sa sound doctrine, hindi lang po mga pastor. Ang tanging paraan upang tayo ay lumago sa ating pananampalataya is to just soak ourselves with the Word. Wala pong bago sa sinasabi po natin. Saturate yourself with God's Word. Always listen to good, sound teaching. Our spiritual health is in danger if we continue to nourish our hearts and feed our minds sa mga napapanood nating online preachers or even online movies or shows that are anti-Bible and anti-gospel. Kung ano madalas niyong pakinggan po ay pwedeng makalason sa inyo o pwedeng makabuti ho sa inyo. Kaya binalaan tayo ni Paul sa verse 7. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Interesting po yung translation sa NIV, yung pagkakasali niya, ganun din sa King James, kasi ito ang pagkakasabi sa NIV. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Now, Paul is not making fun of our elderly sisters in Christ, ano? He's mocking ang mga false teachers na ito at inihahantulad ang kanilang teaching sa mga marites ng kanilang panahon. Ano ba yung mga marites sa kanilang Panginoon? Mga godless senior women na walang ginawa kung hindi mag-imbento ng kung ano-anong mga kwento. Kaya kinumpare yung mga teaching ng false teachers sa mga marites na nga ng kanilang panahon. Kasi ang claims ng mga false teachers sa Ephesus ay mas malalim daw ang kanilang nalalaman at tinuturo kaysa kay Apostle Paul. Talaga naman ano? Na mas malalim daw at malaman ang kanilang tinuturo kaysa kay Pastor Timothy. And Paul is saying, huwag kayong magpapaniwala sa mga pinagsasasabi mga yan. Hindi, walang katotohanan at walang katuturan ang kanilang mga sinasabi. It is empty. False gospel is empty, unprofitable, and because of that, it's harmful. Hindi profitable, empty, or hollow, and it's also harmful. Bakit po kamo harmful? Kasi hindi ito nakakadagdag sa paglago mo sa iyong pananampalataya. Hindi nakakadagdag. Hindi tayo mag-grow. Ang isang Kristiyano hindi nag-grow ay may problema. At kung patuloy po sa kanyang estado ng walang paglago, siya ba talaga ay may buhay na walang hanggan? If the truth of God's Word is for life, kagaya nga ng podcast ni Alistair Begg, Truth for Life, or the truth of God's Word makes us more loving, the truth of God's Word makes us more gracious, makes us more patient, makes us more obedient, makes us more and more look like Christ, then false teaching
will make us more and more like the world.
Kaya pag naging preoccupied tayo sa mga katuruan o prinsipyo na kung saan anti-Bible at anti-gospel, ang ating pag-iisip, ang ating mga desires, ang ating affections will be shaped according sa mga ito. At lalabas po yan sa ating pananalita, sa ating decision making, sa anong klaseng trabaho ang ating papasukin, sa kung paano natin gastusin ang ating mga sweldo o salapi, kung paano natin ginagamit ang ating pagka-single, kung paano tayo naglumalakad ng tama sa loob ng trabaho, kung anong madalas pong pinapakain ninyo sa inyong puso at isipan, lalabas at lalabas yan. May kaibigan po akong Muslim sa Pilipinas, nagkaroon po ako ng conversation sa kanya one time, at sinabi sa akin, alam na alam ko na taga Maynila ka. Sabi ko, bakit? Kasi naamoy ko baboy. Kind of offensive. Pero what he's saying is really true. Kasi sa lugar nila, sa area nila sa Mindanao, walang kumakain ng baboy sa area na yon. Kaya alam nila kapag may pork eater, kasi naamoy nila sa kanilang katawan. So hindi naman siguro ako nangangamoy at nangangamoy putok ang ako, naamoy baboy, ano? Iba lang po marahil ang body scent ko at na-identify niya kagad. Ang isang tunay na Kristiyano, ma-identify niya rin kung ano ang tunay na Kristiyano. Anong klaseng scent ang lumalabas sa ating buhay will determine kung ano yung pinapakain natin sa ating puso at isipan. Ang false doctrine ay hindi nakaka-contribute sa paglago ng isang Kristiyano and consequently harmful pa. Instead, Paul commands Timothy sa second part ng verse 7 na ito is this, rather train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness of value in every way as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Kanina nagbigay siya ng negative imperative, ito naman yung positive imperative o positive command. Ang sinasabi ni Paul kay Timothy na ang isang gospel servant engages in spiritual discipline in order to grow in godliness and to cultivate a life of worship. Kaya po ginagawa yung spiritual disciplines, yung mga means of grace na tinatawag, in order to cultivate a life of worship. Kasi ang paniniwala ng mga false teachers, ang pag-grow daw ng isang mananampalataya, yung growth in holiness, yung growth of godliness, can be attained by keeping unbiblical commanded na fasting, rituals, practices, kagaya ng inaaral natin a couple of weeks ago na hindi ka pwede magpakasal, huwag ka kumain ng karne. So yun yung mga prescription nila para lumaguraw spiritually. Ang sinasabi po ni Paul, hindi ito ang paraan to grow in godliness. Pero mahalaga ang pag-practice ng mga spiritual disciplines. At sa grace ng Panginoon, we would grow. Ang ilan sa mga spiritual disciplines or mga tinatawag na means of grace na pinagkaloob po sa atin ng Panginoon upang tayo lumago sa pananampalataya, I'll mention a few. Una, Bible reading, Bible meditation, Bible memorization, prayer, mortification of sin, which means pinaglalabanan ang kasalanan, pinapatay ang kasalanan, and not forsaking the gathering of the saints or coming to church service. Inan lang po ito sa mga spiritual. Hindi ho madali yung mga ganong klaseng discipline. As much as hindi ho madali na bumangon ng alas 5 ng umaga para mag-gym. O mag-jogging. O mag-bike at mag-exercise. Kasi hindi tayo sanay. Our body is not looking for it. Nung tayo ay naging Kristiyano, God has given us new desires. An enablement to do God's will. So dapat kung tayo ay lalago, kailangan po natin gawin ito. Bagamat mahirap, pero may eternal benefits. May benefits po dito sa mundo na ito, sa ating pamumuhay, and it will give God glory.
Gawin natin ang lahat to nourish and saturate ourselves sa sound doctrine. At pwede nating ito simulan, alam niyo kung saan? Sa daily Bible reading niyo or devotional. Simulan niyo po ron. Let's try to be faithful every day sa ating Bible reading, sa ating prayer, sa family worship. It's up to you kung anong regular ninyo, but try to mark that kung anong regular. Feed your souls with God's Word. Take advantage po sa pag-attend ng mga community group meetings where we talk about God's Word, where 20 men who study the Bible and are teaching and helping us process kung anong ibig sabihin ng passage nito and how it would apply sa ating buhay. So, take advantage of these means. Meron din po tayong equipping class na magsisimula this month. Now, we will be planning to meet once a month to train yung mga members or anyone who is welcome to attend sa classes na ito. Try not to miss out on the weekly corporate worship where the main feasting of God's Word happens dito po sa iglesia. Now, reminder lang po, ang pag-practice ng spiritual disciplines alone cannot grow us in godliness. Pwede mong ma-memorize ang Bible from cover to cover and still act like a non-Christian. Ano po ibig sabihin nito? We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need God's grace along with God's Word, God's Spirit to grow us. And the means of grace na pinrovide niya, which is yung mga kapatiran sa Panginoon. So, ang paglago ng isang Kristiyano is both passive at saka active. It is both dependent sa grace ng Panginoon at sa mga disciplines na kailangan nating gawin at hindi gawin. So, dalawa po yan. God's at work in us to grow us in grace, ngunit we must, yung tinatawag na work out that sanctification sa ating buhay with fear and trembling. Number two, set our hope in the living God. Set our hope. Ilagay natin ang ating pag-asa sa Panginoon. You know, Timothy, dito sa context na ito, is going through a difficult season sa church sa Ephesus. A different season ng pagpapastor. Kahit mabigat ang kinaharap niyang obstacle and those obstacles and discouragements, he is trying to faithfully minister God's word sa maliit na iglesia na ito. Unang-una siya inatasan na magpastor ng church na kung saan pinlant o tinanim ni Paul. Tinanim ni Paul, Paul invested it, and then said, ikaw na magpastor. The Apostle Paul. Yung nagtanim. Tapos siya ngayon ang pastor. Bata, mahiyain. Di ba parang nakaka-pressure po yun? Sino yung pastor niyo dati? Ah, si Apostle Paul eh. Ikaw yung bago? Di ba parang nakaka-stress po yun? Di ba? Isang bata na mahiyain na probably magkaibang character o temperament kay Paul. Kahit mabigay, and on top of that, sa church na ito, he's dealing with false teachers. Tapos ang mga members nila are persecuted. So medyo it was a very difficult season. A very difficult season sa iglesia na ito. Kung ikaw si Paul, anong encouragement ang ibibigay mo sa kanya? A young pastor who is going through a season of difficulty sa iglesia and probably masakit pansyan madalas, and at the same time, he's young. What counsel would you give? What encouragement, what hope will you give him? You know, sa aming mga pastor at ministers of God's Word, nakaka-relate po kami dito eh. May mga panahon na we too feel discouraged. When we face pressures, unmet expectations, disappointments, oppositions, or see less growth and vibrancy sa iglesia. Kahit sinisikap naming maging faithful sa pag-preach and teach ng Bible, shepherd and pray for members, we too can feel discouraged. Our souls can be discouraged. And you know what? Hindi lang po kami mga pastor din. Tayong lahat po yan. How about you? What gives you hope when things are not going well sa buhay mo? What encourages you? When you face the pressures, distresses, and disappointments ng Christian life, ano ang source ng iyong hope? Sino ang tatakbuhan mo kapag iniwan ka ng mga taong malapit sa'yo kaya wala ka ng matagpuhan? Kung ang marriage mo is in trouble, kapag ang mga anak mo ay nagre-rebelde, kung ikaw o ang mga mahal mo sa buhay ay may hinaharap na health concerns, and you feel na ikaw lang mag-isa, you feel na mga tao inaasahan mo na dapat nandiyan ay wala, and you feel that you're losing hope, where do you turn to? Where do you find hope? What keeps you going? What keeps you going, getting up sa early morning in the bed? Where do you find hope sa kalagitnaan ng disappointments and the stresses and the pressures and the trials of life? Paul gives us answers of verse 9 to 10. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Binanggit ni Paul dito yung trustworthy na saying, which is matatagpuan sa verse 9. Ito yung pangatlo sa mga nabanggit niyang dalawa na trustworthy saying. So, yung una binanggit niya sa chapter 1, verse 15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Yun yung una. Pangalawa sa chapter 3, verse 1, trustworthy saying, if anyone aspires to the office of an overseer, he desires a noble task. Tapos eto po, yung pangatlo, trustworthy, pwede mong asahan. Pwede mong pagkatiwalaan. Totoong-totoo ito. And bakit sinabi ni Paul ito, itong trustworthy saying na ito kay Timothy? Because he wants to encourage Timothy. What is interesting lang dito, Paul uses theology to give Timothy hope. He uses theology to encourage si Timothy. He gave him hope by pointing to him God's glorious theological truths of God, of His Word. And Paul is using this glorious theological truth to encourage us tonight. When the pressures and trials of life come, God gives us great encouragement from His great promises in the theology of His Word. You want to be encouraged? Go to the Word. At anong sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos? Our hope is grounded, is founded in the living God who saves people who believe. Peoples, kung saan maniniwala sa Kanya. That's theology, hindi ba? Kuya, unpack mo yun, malalim po yun. Our hope is firmly on God Himself. Yun ang sinasabi niya. Our hope is in the living God. And therefore, nothing in this life can take that hope away. Sa ba nakaangkla ang iyong hope, mga kaibigan? Kasi kadalasan po tayo po'y naghahanap ng hope sa ibang mga bagay at hindi ang Diyos. Mabilis po tayo kumapit sa mga false hopes. Mga synthetic, temporal means ng types of hopes. Bakit? Kasi, tapos ito ang mga tinong na natin mga panalangin, ano? We pray na sa kalagitnaan ng kahirapan na ibigay ng Panginoon sa iyo yung hinihiling mo to give you hope. Lord, I pray na mabigay mo ito kasi ito lang yung pag-asa namin. Pag-asa namin makaahon, pag-asa namin mag-asawa, ito na lang yun. Pag-asa namin na na maiusad kami sa magandang buhay, pag-asa na gumaling, and these things are not wrong. Pero kung yun ang tinitingnan natin at yun ang madalas natin pinagpabray, mga kapatid, ayaw sagutin ng Panginoon ng mga ganitong klaseng mga panalangin sa kanyang mga anak. Let me be clear about that. Bakit po? Kasi God doesn't want you to have your ultimate hope in something else other than Him. Why would I answer something na magiging pag-asa mo, dapat ako ang pag-asa mo? Ang gusto ng Panginoon, Siya ang ultimate hope. Kasi Siya lang ang makapagbibigay na tunay na hope. True hope is found only in God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Hindi siya ang great means to an end. Siya ang great end. So mga Christians, Christ is our great hope. He is the object, He is the focus, He is the goal, He is the purpose. Siya ang dahilan kung bakit kaya natin bumangon sa umaga. Siya ang dahilan kung bakit tayo nagpapatuloy sa gawain, sa ministry amidst of difficulties. Siya ang dahilan kung bakit napaglalabanan natin ang kasalanan. Nananatili tayo sa ating mga marriages kahit gaano kahirap ito. Kung bakit nakakapag-persevere tayo sa working environment na toxic, nang hindi nagko-compromise. Our confidence is in the living God. That's where our hope should come from. Evaluate your prayers. Ask the Spirit to search your heart. Saan ba talaga nakaangkla ang aking pag-asa? Where is my hope anchored on? Ang sinabi ni Paul kay Timothy, dapat kay God. Sabi ni Paul kay Timothy, ang only life-sustaining hope na meron tayo is God Himself. Our only life-sustaining hope is God Himself. At siya ang dahilan kung bakit tayo nagpapatuloy sa Crossroads Church of Dubai for the past 5 years. Pero hindi siya nahinto dito. Tingnan niyo po sa verse 10. Tuloy pa rin ang pag-encourage niya kay Timothy. Our hope set on the living God who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Dito mo yun ang ginamit ng pang-encourage. Yung, this is really heavy stuff kung da-dissect nyo ito. Ang sinasabi ni Paul, there is only one Savior God and there is only one way for salvation ng buong humanity and that is God Himself through the Lord Jesus Christ. At Timothy, and here's how Paul is encouraging. At Timothy, ikaw ang inatasan para dalhin yung mabuting balita sa kanila. Ikaw ang inatasan ng Panginoon to proclaim this. Para kay Timothy, para sa akin, that is encouraging. Paul is fixing Timothy's hope and ours on God Himself. Now, hindi sinasabi po ni Paul dito sa verse na ito, na ililigtas ng Panginoon ng buong katauhan, isang katauhan, kasi kung yun ang ibig sabihin niya, he is contradicting himself. Kasi sinabi niya sa inaral po natin previously, sa chapter 4, same chapter, verse 1. We've talked a lot about this, chapter 2, verse 4, so we will not devote itong time na ito on this. And he will definitely contradict lahat ng mga karamihan ng mga teachings sa New Testament, kung yun ang sinasabi. Sa passage na ito, Paul is asserting these things in order to give Timothy hope. So, ang sinasabi niya ay wala ng ibang Savior para sa buong sangkatauhan kung hindi ang one true God ng Israel. The God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Siya lang. Na siya lang ang Savior ng both Jews at ng Gentiles. Kasi lumalabas-labas po yung mga balita o kwentuhan o katuruan na iba ang salvation daw para sa Jews, iba ang salvation po sa Gentiles. At ang gracious salvation ng Panginoon ay matatagpuan lamang if we receive this by faith. Only those who believe, sabi po dyan. So, as people, we find our ultimate hope on, kagaya na nabanggit natin, on a lot of things sa world na ito. Things that will make us we think that would provide us peace, security, at saka joy. Ang problema po dito, hindi ito nagtatagal, ito'y nabubulok, nawawala, namamatay. So it's useless to put our hopes on the things that are temporal. Ang hearts natin are enslaved by these things of the world. And kapag naubos na siya, we want more and more. And more and more. Do you see yung pagiging alipin natin sa mga bagay sa mundo na ito? Because it can never feel the hole na nasa ating puso. We try to take the temporal, puny things of the world and try to fill it sa ating God-shaped heart that only God can fill through His Son, Jesus. And ang tawag po dyan ay sin o kasalanan. And God is holy. He will judge sin. And the beauty of this message and the beauty of the gospel na tinuturo ni Timothy, na tinuturo ni Paul, ay ang tinuturo rin natin ngayon that He sent His Son, Jesus, who lived a perfect life na hindi natin kaya, who died on that cross na dapat tayo yun, we deserve death. He was buried and has risen from the grave on the third day. And because Christ has risen from the grave, may hope po tayo. We have hope na kung saan makawala sa pagkakaalipin sa kasalanan. May hope po tayo na nagkaroon ng tunay na joy and satisfaction sa mundo na ito and for eternity. And that is through Jesus Christ. And sinabi dyan is that we would believe, place our faith in Christ's finished work on the cross for salvation. Pagsisihan natin ating kasalanan. Pagsisihan po natin for trusting mga false hopes. Bitawan na natin yan. At ilagay na natin ang ating pananampalataya. Iangkla na natin ang ating tunay na hope sa ating Diyos who was risen from the grave, si Jesus Christ. Number three and last. Serve as a model to other believers. Serve as a model to other believers. So verses 11 to 16 is Paul's divine direction kung paano ang mga gospel ministers and the local church should be and should do. Okay? Sa panahon natin ngayon, ang expectations ng mga tao pagdating sa gospel ministers or sa mga pastors ay dapat po ay jack of all trades. No? Dapat alam niya lahat at dapat siya lahat. No? Yun po ang expectation. Alam lahat. Kaya dapat siya ay salesman, siya po ay magaling na leader, influencer, kailangan magaling na counselor, therapist, cheerleader, life coach, tubero, lahat na. Dapat siya lahat yan. So ang tanong, ano ba ang job description ng mga gospel ministers? Alam ko, tinalakay na po natin ito a chapter back, which is a chapter 3 on the qualifications ng elders. But tingnan po natin yung brief six things na binanggit muli, medyo tangible to, na binanggit ni Paul kay Timothy na dapat makita sa ating mga gospel ministers. Na dapat makita rin natin ito sa mga future elders. Or if we are to vote in elders, if we are to help grow yung mga elders natin sa pananampalataya, kailangan makita po ito. Sabi sa verse 11, command and teach these things. So in short, Paul, ang binibigay ni Paul dito is to preach and teach. Kailangan pag mag-preach and teach ang gospel minister, kailangan with authority. With authority when instructing the truths of God's word. Kung magtuturo siya, dapat may authoridad. Ang word na command dito, obviously, is a military term na ginagamit ng isang superior officer when giving instructions sa isang lower rank na officer na dapat niyang sundin. Ang point ni Paul kay Timothy is that his ministry should be authoritative. Now, hindi ho authoritarian, authoritative. Okay? He is talking about authoritative proclamation. When he speaks God's word, kailangan may authority. Hindi dahil sa malakas dapat ang boses ni Timothy. Alam natin na baka hindi yun yung case ni Timothy. Hindi ibig sabihin na kailangan aggressive and enthusiastic. Hindi, kailangan full confidence siya sa salita ng Diyos. Ang point ni Paul kay Timothy is that his ministry should be authoritative. Kaya natin nabanggit. Sa panahon ngayon, hindi ito gano'ng kapopular eh. Pansin niyo ba? Hindi ito gano'ng kapopular itong panahon na ito. Dahil ayaw karamihan ng mga tao ng isang preacher na medyo preachy. Ayoko ng preacher niyo preachy. Anong gagawin niya kung hindi magiging... Talaga magiging preachy ha, lalo na kung nakabase sa salita ng Diyos. Pero ayaw ng mga panahon natin yan ngayon. May iba ang mga hanap ng mga tao ngayon. Dapat ang mga pastor ngayon ay nauugma sa panahon. Ayaw nila ng sermon type na teaching. Dapat medyo dialogue.
Dapat dialogue type, parang nagbibigay ng advice, mahina ko ng boses. Dapat medyo magaling siya mag-motivate ng tao. Okay? Parang ang kailangan naman gusto mga tao ay life coach. Yun ang gusto natin. Ayaw nila ng preacher. Na preacher. Bakit? Kasi people don't want their hearts to be probed by God's Word. They don't want God's Word to expose the truths of their hearts. They don't want their sins, our sins, to be exposed. Bakit? Kasi people don't want, they don't want this. They don't want their sins to be addressed. Paul is telling Timothy to preach with authority. You're not speak, kasi you're not speaking for yourself. Brother pastors, let me talk to you. Community group leaders, Crossroads kids teachers, youth teachers, singles ministers, parents, whoever you are na kung saan nagtuturo ka ng salita ng Diyos, at home or sa church or wherever, you're not let us be reminded to preach the word with authority, with confidence. Bakit? Kasi you're not sharing your opinions. Hindi galing sa'yo yan eh. You're not burdening people with your own ideas and stories about your life. Kaya minsan wala na tayo kalaban laman. Alam mo yung experience ko. Experience mo yun eh. Subjective eh. Wala na tayo masabi dyan. You have this objective truth from God's Word. So be bold, be confident. You're speaking God's Word to them. Once you open God's Word and read God's Word and teach, interpret, apply God's Word correctly, you are saying, thus say the Lord from His Word. Be confident. Speak and preach with authority. Kasi you're speaking God's Word. Yun ang instruction sa kay Timothy, which is makes sense, di ba? He's timid. Verse 12, let no one despise you of your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Timothy, preach. He's saying, Pastor Timothy, practice what you preach. Yun ang sinasabi niya kay Timothy dito sa verse na ito. Timothy must show himself as an example sa mga mananampalataya. Paano? Hindi lang sa pagturo, kundi kung paano siya mamuhay. Ay, si Pastor Timothy, galing magturo niyan, pero paano ba ang buhay? So, kailangan sinundan ni Paul to. Kasi alam ni Paul to eh. Timothy must show himself as an example sa mga mananampalataya. Kasi alam ni Paul na bata si Timothy. At marami siyang mga very advanced and experienced na members sa iglesia na ito. Paul knows that. That's why intimidated si Timothy. Okay? So, kailangan bantayan ni Timothy ang kanyang pamumuhay. Sa anong paraan? Marami rin ulit to. Unang-una, sa kanyang speech, sabi dyan sa verse 12. Speech, kailangan niyang ipakita na qualified minister siya sa kanyang speech. Now, hindi po to yung preaching na speech. Eh, ano to yung preaching? Ano yung speech na sinasabi ni Paul dito? Ito po yung kung paano siya araw-araw na nakikipag-usap sa tao. Ingatan mo yung pakikipag-usap sa tao. Kung paano siya nakikipag-usap sa tao in a respectful and dignified way. Kailangan maingat. Not short-tempered. Not puro patawa. He must show with his own language that he is a faithful gospel minister or a servant. Sa kanyang language. Sa kanyang mga kwento. Sa kanyang counsel. Sa kanyang prayers. Speech, ano pa dyan nakalagay? Conduct. Kung paano siya namumuhay, yun po ang sinasabi dito. Show that you are qualified to be a preacher sa iyong pamumuhay. Napakaklaro po na ito. And this is really humbling para sa aming mga mangangaral. Because we look at these lists and we say, who is able to do this perfectly? Wala. Praise God for Jesus. So ano ibig sabihin na itong kandak na ito? Hindi lamang dapat preacher or teacher ng God's Word kada Friday or Sunday to some. Kung hindi, dapat 24/7, araw-araw. Consistent ang pamumuhay. Kandak.
Sinabi niya rin dyan yung love, your love, Timothy. Putting the interest of others first before your own. Dapat mapakita mo yung pag-ibig ni Kristo dyan na hindi mo inuuna ang sarili mong mga kagustuhan o sarili mong mga desires kung hindi unahin mo paglingkuran ng ibang tao. We show, Crossroads, we show in the way that we love others, we show then kung ano yung pag-ibig ni Christ in and through us. Yun po ang gospel minister, yun din po dapat tayo. Fourth, sabi dyan, faith by Timothy's faith. We need to exemplify, hindi lang kay Timothy, hindi lang sa mga mangaral, kundi sa ating lahat, we need to exemplify a life that is fully trusting and depending on God. Next, purity. Ano ang purity dito? Paul has in view yung sexual purity ni Timothy, because si Timothy is single. The way he relates to the female members of his congregation, kailangan niya mag-ingat. And in application sa mga brothers na nandito ngayon, brothers, love our sisters dito sa Crossroads. Love them. Pastor, madali yan. Hindi, nadagdagan ko. Love them like a sister in Christ. Love them truly, respect them, honor them. Be careful in how we speak to them, how we engage them. Turingin natin sila na talagang kapatid sa Panginoon kasi talagang kapatid natin sila sa Panginoon. Serve them. Do not lust over them. Treat them with carefulness. Timothy's preaching ay dapat authoritative. At dapat din sundan ang pamumuhay niya. That we ought to be examples then to one another in how we would live sa limang areas na nabanggit dito sa verse 11. If Timothy is to be an example to us as believers in these five areas, then dapat maging examples din tayo sa bawat isa. Crossroads, pag-pray po natin ang ating mga brothers and sisters in Christ would grow in these areas and be an encouragement sa bawat isa. And ang corporate display, the beauty of the gospel, we would display that to the world, and we will show by our loving one another, makikita ng mundo, that there is a God who can transform and change people's hearts, and that reflects kung paano natin turingin ang bawat isa. Preach and teach with authority. Practice what you preach. Focus on your, ito na, so verse 13, focus your ministry, the public reading, preaching, teaching of the word. Yun ang isa sa mga instructions na binigay ni Paul kay Timothy. Verse 13, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Ang sinasabi ni Paul na kay Timothy dito, that Timothy should make the Bible the source and center of his life and ministry. Dapat yun ang salita ng Diyos. That we may all recognize that is the final source and rule ng ating buhay. And everything that minister says, dapat yun ang kailangan ibanggit. And should pray. So, minister should reflect. We should be doing the public reading and teaching of God's Word. That's why po dito sa Crossroads, we try to read as a congregation because we want to signify that yung unity natin is in God's Word and in His Gospel. Kaya nakikita nyo, may sagutan ho tayong pagbasa. That's why may mga songs tayo na nakakaroon ng acapella if this is your first time. Bakit po? It's that we would congregationally sing to one another, sabi sa Bible, with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And it's through the singing of God's Word we find hope and encouragement. Verse 14, do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Pinapaalala ni Paul kay Timothy dito that it was the Holy Spirit who called him to the ministry when the church ordained him sa Acts chapter 13, verse 2. This is also a reminder that he should serve the Lord, that Timothy should serve the Lord with full reliance. Full reliance sa Spirit ng Panginoon.
Reminder din po to sa atin sa gospel ministry, pag tayo naglilingkod. God uses us to share the gospel, but we must completely rely on Him sa mga maliligtas. We cannot control the results. Hindi po trabaho natin magligtas. Trabaho ng Panginoon yan. Ang trabaho po natin to faithfully, boldly, and lovingly herald, proclaim, and share the gospel of hope sa mga tao na kung saan wala pa sa Panginoon. And as we do that faithfully, we trust, we rely on the Spirit of the Lord to empower us, to empower our speech, to guard our hearts, but also to move sa hearts ng mga taong nasira natin. These things we cannot and should not manipulate. Hindi po dapat natin minamanipulate yon by fancy tricks and mga pakulo na pwede natin maisip. We cannot save souls. Trabaho ng Panginoon niya. Verse 15, practice these things, immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. He also reminds Timothy to make this a priority sa buhay niya. Life that people can actually watch him grow. He's young. People see his flaws. Nakikita ang kahinaan niya. Nakikita yung pagkabata niya. Even some probably love because he's young. Pero Paul is trying to encourage siya, kung ano man ang ginagawa mo, Timothy, this is not the time to quit. If you're faithfully preaching and teaching and praying and shepherding and doing the work of ministry, serving these people, and you see no results, don't quit. Tuloy mo yan. And maybe this is God's message sa'yo. You're doing the work of ministry, you're serving, and you feel there's no results. You're praying for that loved one, you're trying to reach out sa mga tao, and still see no results. You pour into someone, hindi nagbabago, walang pagbabago, and you feel you want to give up doing what is good and pleasing sa harapan ng Panginoon. We praise God sa mga families dito sa Crossroads who prayed for their children, who pray and pray for the souls and salvation ng kanilang mga anak. We pray with them. And it's such a joy to see that come to fruition na nabaptize natin ang mga anak ng mga Mateos who came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Is it dahil sa prayer nila that they were saved? No, it is God who saves. But they were clinging, they're hoping, and they're continuing to minister to their children even though wala sila, maybe, makita na ito na yung time. But they trusted, they persevered. They could faithfully do yung mga means of grace and disciplines. These couple would not say they're perfect. Hindi nila sasabihin yun. Pero napaka-evident ang grace ng Panginoon sa life nila. So parents, do not be disheartened. Because it's not your job to save your children. It is your job to herald the gospel to them. And don't stop. Don't quit. Paul is not, verse 16, Paul is not telling Timothy na maliligtas siya or others sa kanyang preaching. Hindi yan ang sinasabi niya. Malinaw sa mga writings ni Paul that salvation is of God alone. Makikita yan sa buong book ng sa letter ng Timothy. God is the one who saves. It is God's grace that saves. But Paul also makes it clear that God uses means of grace in order to people come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Yun yung sinabi ni Paul sa Romans chapter 10. Faith comes by hearing and hearing through the word. Through saan? Through the preaching of the gospel. God's sovereignty in salvation ay hindi contradiction, hindi isang malaking contradiction sa means that God has given or ordained to us. At paano maliligtas ang mga tao? As we herald, we preach the gospel faithfully. Because the gospel is the joyful message of God that leads people to salvation. There's no other message that God would use to open people's hearts. Such an exclusive message. And this should encourage us kasi it was entrusted to us. We know the true gospel. We know that it is the power of God unto salvation. So don't
be disheartened. Our salvation and that of others depend kung paano natin babantayan ang ating life and ang ating doctrine. Guarding our lives as we pursue holiness is one of the means which we and others are saved. It is evidence sa ating pamumuhay, sa ating pagturo. Now, we're not saying na if we are to guard our life and guard our doctrine, ito'y maliligtas tayo. No. Or maliligtas sa ibang tao. But it is an evidence that we are saved. An evidence na tunay nga na may regeneration na nangyari sa ating buhay. When a minister of the gospel doesn't have a life to match his teaching or his kind and faithful in life, but refuses to teach ang God's word at hindi makita sa kanyang buhay, probably hindi siya Kristiyano. And Paul, excuse me, has his words for us so that we will know what a faithful minister looks like, what faithful gospel servants would look like. Meditate on this. Pray this passage. Talk to this sa iyong family. Because a gospel servant strives after godliness and hopes in God and serves as an example to other believers. Would you join me in prayer? Thank you, Lord, for the glorious gospel that lead us to salvation. We pray that yung evidences ng gospel sa aming buhay, Panginoon, ay makita yung evidences na to sa aming buhay. I pray that we would not just preach the gospel, but we would back it up sa aming buhay. Lord, help us to grow. And for us to grow, help us to saturate ourselves sa salita mo. Help us to read and meditate and study your word. Help us to avail faithfully yung mga means of grace in order for us to grow. And will you use us as a church to help grow one another and encourage one another habang nandito tayo kami sa mundo na ito. We pray for your honor and glory be seen and experienced sa Crossroads Church of Dubai. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.